Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What's happening, everybody? Let's see, where do we start? It's just Amy and I for right now. Let's talk about your podcast thing for a second. We announced it this morning. So you're doing a show in Wichita in November. Is that right?
Yeah, Saturday, November 5th.
What do you know where it is?
It is at the Century 2 Performing Arts Center. And yeah, it's the first time I've ever done a live podcast on the road. So obviously, hopefully a lot of people in Wichita can come, but everyone will eventually be able to hear it.
Okay, so you are recording it to put out too?
I am.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you helped me walk through that.
You don't have to say that, just say yes.
Yes.
Yes, don't give me any credit for anything, just say yes. So you're doing that, tickets are on sale this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday.
Do you know how many 23rd. This theater holds? Do you know the?
Yes. I'm trying to think about numbers because I just hope people want to show up and have a good time. But obviously, I've never done anything like this before, so I'm a little nervous.
How many does this theater hold?
I mean, it's the smallest venue that the group
just,
I'm working
just
with.
Just answer.
Like 600.
Great, that's fine. You'll do great. It'll sell. And how much are tickets?
I'm sweating. They range anywhere from 29 and
that's a great price.
Yeah,
that's
and then price. They go up, and then there's some VIP opportunities. But every single ticket price. Option is going to get a four things gift. So that's with purchase. So it'll be under your seat. It's a surprise. You get I like Oprah. Check under your seats.
For some people, is it like a piece of trash? It's four things.
No, they all get the same thing.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I want to go now.
Okay, good.
Tickets on sale Friday. It's Amy's first ever event. It's going to sell wonderfully. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And go to selectaseat.com/Amy, or you can just go to selectaseat.com and type in four things. Select a Seat's great.
Yeah, and that'll pop up and yeah, I think it'll be a special night. I mean, some of the stuff is going to be things that I've been unpacking the last few years and like four questions, because obviously four things theme I've been asking myself and working through. So I've got experts coming in as well, but it'll also be fun. Like I know that sounds kind of serious, but we'll have fun and laugh too.
But you can't make it 2 hours because you like to ramble. You mm-hmm. can't make it 2 hours because people are going to start walking out, and that's the hard thing to do.
Right now we have it 90 minutes.
Great. Do you have anything happening before you at all?
Oh, like an opener?
It's a podcast, so I don't know that an opener is a thing, but you guys are just walking out and boom, you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do the little VIP thing before, and then yeah, I plan on just walking out. Should I walk out to music? Probably. I think this is a whole thing.
Yeah, this is a whole thing.
Okay.
You'll figure it all out. There are some nights, though, that we're doing a show, and I'm like, you know what? And it's like 5 minutes before the show, and they're like, well, we have a huge production here. I'm like, yeah, let's change it. I want to come out to a car wheel on a slide. Can you make that happen?
Oh.
And they're like, oh, my God, what? It'll be great.
I know I have a video component with some surprises that are happening on that, but I'm like, I'm trying to get it all organized, and I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, my worst nightmare is like that a video is supposed to play, and then suddenly it doesn't start playing on the screen.
There are worse nightmares to have.
Well, my worst nightmare for this.
Yeah, there are still worse
nightmares.
Well,
give me a few to get under my belt, or at least get this under my belt, and then I'll feel less nervous.
I'm just telling you, there's nothing to be nervous about.
Okay.
I stress out,
well,
too, at times.
Well, obviously, you're a veteran.
Yeah, but I've done it enough times to know even if things go extremely wrong, it's still okay.
Okay.
And most people don't even know that it's gone wrong.
Cool.
And most people don't even care. Yeah. I have a friend who did a show the other day, maybe a month ago. And I was at a show, and after the show, I went back to talk to him, and he goes, our whole light wall didn't work. It wouldn't fire off. And I was like, I had no idea. And he was like, so for like 12 minutes, I'm all upset as I'm singing because our light wall wouldn't go off. And I'm like, no idea. We had no idea. So most times, it's like in life, people don't even really pay attention for the most part if you mess up or screw up because they're so focused on themselves just generally. So how about it? It's going to be awesome. It's really going to be great.
Thank you.
In that same space, the Vegas show obviously sold out. I talked about that at the Wynn Mine. And then the Nashville show sold out too in a few hours.
Oh, dang.
So we're not doing, I don't think we have any capacity to do any more Nashville shows. And I don't know, we're trying possibly to do a second show at the Wynn. I don't know if we can or not, but that's not close. But it's fun. Just, you'll create an experience. People will walk away going, I'm super pumped I went to that.
That's what I hope. Mm-hmm. I hope that people will walk away at the end of the night. That's literally what I said in some of the meetings I've had. I just want people to walk away and be like, okay, that was awesome. And then they've got some questions to work through themselves and then journaling prompts and books they want to maybe check out and read. And hopefully they bring their friends, or you could even bring a significant other. It's whatever.
Hey, Morgan, are you changing the images? Or we're doing this? You can change them all out. I don't care.
Okay.
If it makes it easier. Because what we do on this show is we roll from this. I have an interview today with Rich Eisen for the 25 Whistles podcast.
Oh, yeah. NFL Network?
Yeah. How do you know who that is?
I just read the...
Oh, you read that on there?
Yeah.
So he was a big ESPN guy. So we changed the set. I never want to sit in the same place. So we have a whole set built on the floor here. And so we'll roll from this right into that. So if you're watching on Facebook and you're wondering why everything's changing behind me, it's because we'll roll from this to that, and it just makes it easier. Poll shows that over half of U.S. adults have $1,000 cash stashed in their home. There's no way that's true. There's no way that's true. Does anybody here have $1,000 at their house?
No, I'm not saying that.
I don't.
But if I did, it would be in the freezer.
But you just said you weren't saying that.
I don't have it in my freezer.
Might give $1,000 at home in cash?
I don't think $1,000.
Yeah, I might have like 80.
But they say you need a go stash. You know, in case you got to go.
Out of the country? What crime are you committing?
I have something like that.
What, a ghost ash?
Yeah.
You guys really have stuff like
that?
Yes. What are you running from? What are you planning to have to go from?
I don't know. I just have this paranoia that someday I'll need some cash. So I have like a little bit of cash.
My paranoia, and I've always got to go to an ATM. My paranoia is that I can't tip. And so Caitlin always gives me a hard time because she's like, if there's an ATM, you got to stop by it. Because I don't want to be, two reasons. One, I always depended on tips. So I always like to tip well because I can now. And there were times in my life where if I didn't get tipped for working at the marina, at the restaurant, I struggle to pay my bills. And then two, I don't want to not tip somebody or tip somebody lower and all of a sudden I show up on the internet or a TikTok like, we're celebrity tippers. And I'm not even a celebrity and I don't want to make that list. It's like, you know, I don't know. You probably don't know who this guy is because he's not a real celebrity. I get like double smashed. He's not a real celebrity, but he also tipped me terribly. And I'm like, I don't want to be on that list.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep cash in my wallet. That's my to-go stash. Somebody used my credit card for $2 over the weekend.
Were they testing it out?
That's what I thought. So on my phone, I get alerts anytime my credit card is used by me. So I have it set up to where if it just runs anytime, boop, pops up. Boop, pops up. So if I see something that's fishy, I'll just go, ain't for me. Cancel. So I got one for $2.50. So I called the credit card company. I was like, hey, I'm going to freeze the card. And they're like, all right, so we'll see if anybody tries to use it. And nobody tried to use it over like 4 days. And so I called back. I was like, okay, let's unfreeze it. So unless they're playing like a game of chess with me right now, waiting for me to unfreeze it, they didn't try to use it while it was frozen. The credit card company said nobody tried to use it.
Weird.
It's weird that a $2 purchase would show up. Now, I did show up at an airport in Atlanta. and I was at an airport in Atlanta like a month ago, but would it take that long to go through? I don't think so either.
Not usually, that long, no.
Usually it's instantaneous. Like when I use it, boop, pops up on my phone.
Yeah, that would be really weird. Although your wife, Caitlin, she sent me a text message. I got it yesterday, and it apparently she sent it like on Friday, but it only came through yesterday.
Yeah, we were in bad cell all weekend.
Yeah, but it was really weird because it came through. And then I was like, oh, wow, y'all have that today? And she's like, oh, gosh, that was the other day.
Yeah, so we went out to my buddy Steve's wedding, Eddie and I did. Well, first I was in Dallas at a Sonic convention. I spoke at a Sonic convention. I mean, there's no convention made more for me than a Sonic convention. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
it's awesome. So I went out and spoke at that. And then we flew. Eddie met me in Dallas and then with his wife and my wife. And we flew to California. We flew into Fresno. Drove an hour and a half to this town outside Visalia. Then we drove an hour up the mountain to the wedding in Sequoia. And there was no cell for like three quarters of our trip. So I'm imagining if she probably sent it at a time where it didn't go through. It then says not sent. And you don't even know until you look back. And you're like, oh, that wasn't sent. Or then it just sends later, I guess.
Yeah, it just was sitting out there waiting to send until I guess yesterday it was finally able to send.
I hate no cell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my nightmare. Huh?
What did you do?
Nothing. I couldn't watch any games. I couldn't do anything.
He hiked.
It's terrible. I know the house, the Airbnb, we stayed at had great cell. So I would just couldn't wait to get home. We went for a hike, no cell. And then we got kind of lost. And then we tried to find cell to find out where we were because Eddie's like, I got some map app. We didn't have to worry about it. Well, you got an app, but if you can't get to it and you can't load it up, it didn't matter.
That didn't help.
But we found it. We walked back to a main road and then went back to the car. But yeah. That's my night. You talk about nightmares, no cell. Oof. And I'm trying to watch games because on our podcast, 25 Whistles, that we're about to record here, I've been on such a streak. I've never even seen a streak like I'm on. It's not real. I'm 15-0. If you go 3-1, that's amazing. That's 75% winning. If you bet at 54%, that's like what a pro does, 54, 55%. I'm 15-0.
100%.
It's stupid. I'm not even going, I'm good. Right now, I've got the almanac from Biff. And back
to
the future.
How are you predicting this stuff?
I'm not predicting it. I'm
kinda.
Just, well, I laid it out last week. I picked four games, and every one of them had to finish the way I said, or I win no money. But if you can pick all four, it's called a parlay. A parlay is when you do multiple games at once. So I was like, I'm going to do four because I've never done four, and I've hit on two and three. But I'm going to do four because I shouldn't win this. 7% chance is what I read a four-game parlay is.
Wow.
And boom, one hit. Boom, two hit. Then I had to leave and I had no cell for three. And Eddie and I were like, oh my goodness, the Alabama game. We're like, there's no way. They. And then we got into cell and the first thing I was like, oh my God, they hit it. And then it all came down to the Texas game and they won two at the end. And there's Reed who does video and audio for me outside of the show. And I bet $100, which is a big amount.
But, yeah.
But I also have a deal with DraftKings. They don't give me money to bet, but they do pay me. And so I use some of that just to bet with. Reed, well, I know how much Reed makes because I pay him. And Reed's here right now. Reed, how much did you bet? Can you hear me?
How much did you bet?
Oh.
How much did you bet, Reed?
I bet 195.
He bet 100 on a four-game part. It's 7% chance of winning.
But the money I bet was what I won from the last bet that you also picked.
Really?
But still, $195 would be awesome to have.
I just felt confident in Bobby, you know?
Don't do that. Don't feel confident in me because it's going to make you disappointed in me then when I don't hit. So you bet $195. How much did you win?
$2,542.
$2,500. That's crazy.
I said the same thing.
Let's go.
I said the same thing. I was like, why are you betting like that?
I mean, I don't know why.
What are you going to do with that money, Reed?
Oh, it's already in the bank.
That'd be so
good.
Amazing.
How much of it did you take out?
I took all of it out.
So you're not betting anymore?
Nope.
You probably could have left like 100 in there, yeah. If I'm being honest.
I probably could have, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Thank you, yeah. No, thank you, Bobby.
That would be so cool, because then you could just go shopping and not have to think about anything.
Because
it's like not even money you were supposed to have. Or if you have bills to pay or whatever, I get that.
Did you bet all the money you won on that?
Yeah, I bet all of it. Yeah, my dad was in town, so we were going to watch the game. So I was just like, you know, it was the profit from what I already won. So I was like.
What'd you start with overall? How much to start?
I started with $100.
And you turned that into?
I turned that into 500.
Okay.
Took 200 out and then left the 200
That's
in.
And so you started with 100 and you cashed out with how much total?
2542.
Crazy.
That's insane.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm even saying it's insane, guys. I mean, I'm not like, yeah, look what I did. I'm like, that's just nuts. All right, Reed. Thank you, buddy.
Is anybody in this world that tells people bets, is anybody 15-0 right now? The famous people that do this.
Amy, what can I compare it to?
Well, I know. So, like, this needs to be.
I know. I'm surprised. I'm surprised that ain't something yet.
Yeah.
Honestly, because it's so crazy. Anyway, if you go to DraftKings, the code is Bobby Sports.
Bobby Sports. Bobby Sports.
Put that in, and they have a lot of stuff going on. How much time do I have, Mike? Like 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Probably not that long.
Nah, like 2 minutes.
All right. There's a sex addict who slept with more than 700 men. She reveals tonight she hit rock bottom, and she would prowl the supermarket for random guys.
Oh.
Was she on The Bachelor? I wonder if that was a thing, or was she just a reformed sex addict who slept with 700 men revealed. I read this story this morning. She now runs empowerment boot camps. Belinda Love Regier, a former Bachelor contestant. Yeah, I thought so. Also confessed her wild lifestyle put a strain on her friendships because she would ditch her friends on nights so she could go and hook up. That's from the Daily Mail. Jeez.
Now I have to Google her.
A trespasser almost made it into Justin Bieber's house. He made it into the backyard, even though he's in a gated community and has security. Yeah, that's crazy. Justin's security said they saw a guy in the backyard hanging out by their barbecue. When security approached the man, he took off running, jumping over one of the walls and into the neighborhood. Security chased him, but he disappeared. They don't have him, I guess. They were not home. They were on vacation. That is from TMZ.
Thank goodness.
A man walked out of Costco with $11,000 in crab legs. They are seeking the public's help after a guy walked out of a Costco with this says 11,000 in the headline, and this one says over 1,100 in the story. I would imagine it's 1,100, right?
1,100, yeah.
Yeah. The headline says 11,000. That's a much sexier story.
Yeah.
That's a lot more crab legs, too. And then finally, a substitute teacher busted for paying kids to tackle classmates.
What?
A substitute gym teacher in Louisiana is out of work after offering students $5 to each tackle one of their classmates. A Louisiana sub has been arrested for allegedly encouraging students to bully another classmate and commit battery. $5 each. Working as a PE substitute teacher.
Wow.
Okay. All right. I think that's it. And then finally, a man struck by lightning while playing PlayStation in his living room.
What are the odds of that?
He was happily playing video games on his PlayStation around 10:30 p.m. He heard a loud crack followed by heavy jolting. He was playing a game called Stray, where you control a stray cat who is lost in a thunderstorm. You ever heard of that game, Mike?
No, I haven't.
And he's playing a thunderstorm game? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is getting weirder and weirder.
The doctors believe that the lightning bounced off the water and through the window due to the ground being too hard and the heat wave they were experiencing there.
Okay.
So there you go. All right, well, this is a short one, but we wanted to throw this up, spend a few minutes with you. Don't forget, Amy's show is happening in November, but tickets go on sale Friday. It's selectaseat.com/Amy. There's 600 seats, so it's going to sell quick, so you guys be ready. What time on Friday?
Oh, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Central time. All right.
Yeah, Central.
All right, that's it. You guys, hope you have a great day. Morgan, thanks for running the cameras.
Yeah, you're welcome.
In Eddie's place. Other than that, we will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles,
hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday.
Y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangster Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.